Hello, hello.
Hey, it's Carol.
Hey, how are you?
I am excellent.
Good. Season's
Hey,
greetings.
season's greetings to you too.
Yeah.
We had a great Thanksgiving.
Good. Good. Yeah, Stephanie
Yes.
said you were taking some time off or you had family there, so.
Yes, I had family, that's for sure. I also got really, really sick
Oh, did you?
with some kind of flu or something.
Ouch, you're okay now though?
Yeah, what, how did they say 90%?
Okay, well that's close.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, James, I am so excited because I know what I'm doing.
Hey, good. Good.
Yes.
So
So.
what can I help you with today? Anything? You got questions or?
Not really. I just wanted to tell you because last time when we talked,
Yeah.
you were saying, you've got to get that course by December 14th,
Yeah.
and which I'm not going to do, but it's not possible.
Okay.
But I did look around at various things, and how I thought it was going to be about dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I found out I have all this stuff that I've done nothing with having to do with the law of attraction, 40-day prayer.
Okay.
I've got those checklists.
Yeah.
So I've already got the checklist. I've got some videos made, and those videos, they were going to be attraction videos. And I was like, that's dumb.
Okay.
Those are going to be part of the course.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, so that makes me feel really good. And then once I'm finished with that, then I'll go on to the green stuff. So
Good.
I'm basically cleaning things up.
Excellent. Yeah, repurposing
Ideally.
content is a good idea. So if you can do that, definitely go for it.
Yes. It feels really great, and it's connected with books, and
Yep.
so it's yeah.
Excellent.
Anyway,
Good.
yep.
Good, good, good. Yeah,
And you're fine.
everything's good
You're
here.
fine. Yeah, good.
Everything's good here, so I got no complaints whatsoever.
Good.
Not allowed to
Just
complain
kidding.
anyway. No one's listening.
Just getting colder,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, well, we actually had quite a bit of snow, but it's gone now, so. And we had freezing
Ah.
rain yesterday for a little bit, and then it sort of melted, but everything's okay.
Ah,
Yeah.
good.
But we got nothing else to complain about, that's for sure.
Super.
Yeah.
Happy to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen with the course? Are you gonna sit on it for a little while, or what are you gonna do with it?
No, what I'm doing now is finishing stuff that was hanging around having to do with Yucatan travel.
Okay.
And this stuff has been bugging me forever. As you know, I keep going back to it and
Yeah.
going back to it. And I'm doing it.
Okay.
So, these are things that like I was hanging on to and I wasn't even getting them out. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just, I do them and hold them.
Yeah.
And so fortunately now I've got more experience and I can redo some of this. So I've put two things up
Okay.
and I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
And so that's going to take maybe at the most 2 weeks. And then I will see how long it takes, but anyway, I'm moving along
Okay. And
and actually getting it.
are you gonna do anything with the theme? 'Cause you've still
Not
got the
right
old
now.
weaver the we okay, you're gonna sit on it. Okay.
Yeah, that I'm going to sit on
Okay.
because I'm not sure where I'm going with that right now.
Okay. Well, make sure that at least at a minimum that you publish the content that you already have that you're not going to use in courses.
Yes,
Okay, yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, and then the other thing you can do is, and let us know if we can help you with that, but if you're publishing content that is in somehow related to the courses, what you should do is tease people a little bit and lead up to something coming. Or at least having links back to where your course is going to be and put something up so that you have that content and it's not something cold that you just sort of you bomb, you launch on the readers that have no idea that it's coming. So you want to kind of tease or ease your way into it and get them
Okay.
somewhat educated, but you don't have to have the course ready at this point.
Okay.
Even things like having, talking at the end of your discussions to say, and even though, we're talking about this and it's something that you might want to consider is a course that I have upcoming on this, that, or the other thing where we'll be covering these three great, related issues. And then you have a link to a page and you can have the page there can have a landing page that says, pre-register for a sneak peek of the first lesson or something like that, so that you can start capturing email addresses for the courses that you are going to build and start building some interest for the courses before they're even done.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
That's great. Yes.
Yeah. So
Yes, I like that.
if you're publishing content now, but you don't have the courses ready, you can at least, and the thing that's nice for an example, and this, I'm happy I'm recording this one, is when you do this, one of the things that you can do, for example, with Thrive Leads is you can add, excuse me, I have to cough for a second. Sorry. You can add, what's called an after post, ad or an after post opt-in. So instead of actually putting the content directly into the post where, it will be there forever, what you can do is you can have one of those after post, Thrive Leads, boxes show up either in the middle, at the top, or before the post that's related. And if you have it, for example, in a category, that's specific to the same topic as the course will be in, you can have all of those posts have the opt-in for this bit of the teaser for the course. Okay, and then you can have it.
Wait a minute. I just got lost.
Sorry?
Sorry. I got lost somewhere there.
Okay, so
Sorry about that.
let's say you have a bunch of posts in a category, and the category
Gotcha.
is similar to the course that you're going to be doing, right?
Yep.
Okay. So in that category of blog posts, let's say you have you have 200 posts that you've made over the past 4 years.
Right.
Right? Now, in the
Right.
previously, you would have to go back to each of those other posts and individually go and edit the post and say, oh yeah, check it out. I have a course coming and put a link to your course
Right.
landing page. That's what you had to do in the past. So
Okay.
what I'm suggesting is, use Thrive Leads as an example that has one of their opt-in boxes in Thrive Leads. One of them is called an after post lead box.
Oh,
And
okay.
you can set that after post lead box. You can say set it up when you do it and say, only add this box to the category X, which is the same category that your course
Oh,
is going to be in. So only
that's
all,
heavenly.
yeah. So if you, let's say you had 200 posts that were related to what the course is going to be
Right,
about, you can
right.
have a box at the bottom of every post automatically just by adding creating a lead box in Thrive Leads, and the lead box can have, check out our new exciting, upcoming soon, our new brand new exciting course about
Yeah.
this, where you'll learn these three things. Click here to find out more. and they go to a page that, you know, or even the box can have an opt-in right in the box that says, you know, sign up now for a sneak peek of the upcoming course. And then if anyone finds any of those pages over the next month or whenever that you get the course completed, you know, you may start building a list of people who have already raised their hand and said, hey, I'm interested in this. I want to find out about this course, or I'm interested in this course. And
that's great.
Okay. And some of the things you can even do with that is, you know, you can use a couple of them as beta testers, right? Don't charge them for it, but get some feedback where they'll either say, you know, you're completely out to lunch with this course, I'd never pay for it, or holy mackerel, hurry up and get it done so I can buy it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's great. And I like it also for when I get to the dream stuff, because I, you know, I have quite a few dream posts.
Yeah, you got a ton of those.
And, yeah, so then as I'm getting ready to do that, and I've got something to send people to, which I don't yet.
Yeah.
But that would be great to connect it to this post.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
After post thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I'm
heated in my brain.
Yeah, that's
you
what I'm
you can remind
thinking.
Me again.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something that you know, you have your build program. That's one that we can definitely help you out with.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Now, did someone else come on there that had a question or?
Yeah, this is Puella. Hi. Oh,
hi, how are you?
All right, and
hi.
You?
Good.
Hi, Carol. Yes, so I have a couple of questions.
Puella, it's Carol. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is what you guys were talking about. So I wasn't sure if I understood correctly about getting feedback on the courses.
And
yeah.
You know what?
Right.
I have to leave early today.
Okay.
But thanks. That was very helpful.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Quella.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so
you guys were talking.
Yeah, so just I'll give you an example, because Carol has like 2,000 blog posts.
Yes.
She's got thousands of blog posts, but no courses, right? So but she has lots of content in a couple of areas that she should have courses.
Mm-hmm.
Repurposing her content or like she's just not monetizing it. So I'm trying to get her to create some courses. But one of the things I'm suggesting is that to put one of the Thrive Leads lead boxes on her blog posts, her existing blog posts, just with this opt-in box at the bottom. And when you create the Thrive Leads opt-in, you have the option to say, where do you want it to go? And one of the options is, for an example, the bottom of each post. And you say, and it'll ask you, like, which do you want it for all categories in blog posts or just a certain category? And you can say, you know, do a certain one that's just for the category that's related to the first course that she's doing.
Okay, but so that's like a plugin from Thrive Leads?
That's right. Yeah, and some of the, most of, not most, many of the other opt-in sort of softwares or plugins have the ability to do something similar to that.
So, but how would that relate to pre-sales? Because I'm coming up with a couple of new courses for 2017.
Yeah.
And
so,
I was told I should do pre-sales now, like you said, to find out what's the real interest, right?
Yeah. But, and that you have to be doing blog posts, not just putting content up where you have. Many times what will happen is you have either blog posts or you have landing pages that are specific with, you know, three intros to an upcoming course. And, you know, you have a landing page that tells about the course and gets people to opt in. And then a week later they get the first module of the precursor or pre-launch video as an example of the course about, you know, your background, and you see these things in you know, Jeff Walker's product launch formula. It's generally
Yeah.
like three videos that explain what stuff is about. They don't give the course, but they explain what it's about, right? And those are
Yes.
used to fine-tune the message and build the list for people who, you know, are either interested or not interested based on the series of videos and the discussions you do beforehand. So there's that
I
kind of,
see.
yeah, there's that kind of approach. And that general, like, if you don't do a lot of blog posts, that's, and you already have a pretty big list, you know, that's a pretty good way to do it. The other thing that works very, very well with that is that if you're going to be doing joint ventures with people, because
Yeah.
if you're going to do a joint venture with people who do have large lists, you can send them directly to that first landing page or squeeze page to get them to opt in to the introductory video series, and you're collecting those email addresses from your joint venture partners.
I
So,
see.
yeah, that's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is, you know, I was suggesting with Carol, just because she has a ton of other content as individual blog posts, to re-leverage that stuff, because she gets not, no, I don't know about quite a bit, but she does get search traffic for all of the topics that she's already done in the blog posts.
Yeah, I can see. So,
A
but
little
that has
frog
nothing
in
to
my
do with
throat.
research. That
Sorry.
has nothing to do with pre-sales, right?
Well,
You know
it,
what I mean? Like,
yeah, it, both of them are kind of pre-sales ones, because if you do, for example, the Thrive Leads one, you can have the opt-in. Thrive Leads one can be an opt-in to the same idea. It's just, instead of having a static landing page that you send people to the start of a, you know, a product launch, you can have those opt-in boxes on all of your existing blog posts do the same thing.
but the pre-sales is mostly like, here's the course, pay for it now that it's been made, and get a break in the price. That's more the concept of the pre-sale, right? Like an early version of, so people pay for it, and once the course has been finished, then they get access to the course, right?
Well, that's no, that's, I think that's a little bit different. You know, if you're calling it pre-sales, so some people, what they'll actually do is, if they're doing the course and they're doing it as a dripped course, so
Yeah.
they only get access to the first lesson, for example, and then they have to complete that lesson and wait a week to get access to the second lesson. So some people who have their courses structured like that may only have the first two or three lessons done and start selling it.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
they start selling to people. Yeah, sign up now, you get a heavily discounted price. And you know, you get
But what I see now, yeah, I understand that, but like, say, dripping it as you build it, right? Like, if you,
Yeah.
even if you don't have next lessons, you can drip the first
That's
lesson if you have
correct.
it. What I see on Amazon for books and for DVDs and everything
Yep.
is that they start with pre-sales. Like, a book is going to be released in January 2017,
Yep.
and the publishing house is already pre-selling it on Amazon.
Yes.
People already paid for it.
Yeah, you can do that too if you want, and just start selling it and say, you know, the delivery date is January 1st of 2017. And, you know, or order it now and get a heavily discounted price, or these bonuses or something like that.
Right,
You can
right. Yeah, that's an
you can do
interesting
that as
concept.
well.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, that's a good way to know that you're going to have sales, right? To
Yeah,
start
absolutely.
offering it.
Absolutely. The
Yes.
thing is,
Okay.
you have to, that generally works. That generally
Yes.
works when the author of the book, for example, is like you know, what's her name, Harry Potter author, Rowling or
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
It's because it's a known commodity that somebody already knows that the book is going to be great, and they're willing to get a, you know, pay up front because they've already
No,
got all of the series.
but in Amazon, I see a lot of small timers doing that,
Yeah.
like a lot of dancers who have a new DVD. They start with pre-sales, and they are not famous people like Harry Potter. They're just dancers that produce a DVD. Or even I just saw a publishing, because I love art books, and there's a well-known art book company called Abram Books, and they're just publishing a new art book for 2017, and they're already doing pre-sales. And the author of that art book is now someone famous, just, you know, someone is a photographer with an art book.
Yeah, well, you
So I
know, and
think people.
that's something you can certainly try. It's, you know, I haven't seen someone who has no brand, has no followers, you know, has no existing big customer list. Just because they put a
Yeah.
book up that's cheap for pre-sales doesn't mean it's going to sell.
Right. You have to have some, like I have a niche, some
Yeah,
small niche of
exactly.
dancers, belly dance and flamenco dancers, but they purchase my DVDs and they
Yeah,
purchase my courses. So,
exactly. And
yeah, I hear you.
the only downside to that is, if you pre-sell all your existing customers,
Yes.
you're killing your margins because those people are existing customers who probably would have paid full price or close to, you know, a higher price for your product because they already know and like you. But you're giving them a really
Yes.
big discount. So that, you know, that's something you have to decide on.
Yeah, but you can also put the price of your product higher, and the minimum amount of the lowest price would be like still good price, but you know, like you make higher in order to have margin for those discounts.
Yeah, you can do it that way if you want.
Yes,
Yeah, it's
yes.
something you have to
And
balance, so.
yes. And I also wanted to check with you about the plugin for
Yep.
the, you
Subscription one.
know, what's called. Yes. Yes, so we can figure it out once for all. So pretty much, what I don't understand so much, you mentioned that there is a particular plan associated with the plan. I don't understand
Yeah, well,
exactly.
the first thing is that I installed the WooCommerce subscription plugin,
Yes.
which you know, there was no issue with that, and it rebuilds the database tables, which apparently happened correctly. And then the other thing is I sent a picture actually this morning, is it says that your payment gateways that you have set up are not
Yes.
capable of handling subscriptions. So,
I already previously have installed your own copy of this same plugin. I just like to have my copies of every plugin. That's why I raised that one and asked you to install this one. But you have already installed that one, which is the exact same plugin, and it did not give you that problem, right?
I don't remember it giving me that problem,
Yeah.
but I don't know. That's just what your WooCommerce install is saying right now. So I just showed you that at the bottom, and
Okay.
I don't know why it's saying that. The only other thing that I'm not sure of is, you know, I don't know how you've got your PayPal account set up, or if that other WooCommerce, that other checking Simple Commerce gateway, I don't know if that is causing a problem. The other thing is that your host is running, you know, a quite an old version of PHP, which may not
Okay, so
be.
that needs to be updated. Because that I can call them today. If that's the problem, I can call them today and they should update it.
Yes, I think you're running 5.3 something, which I don't even know if it's supported anymore. Because I'm pretty sure it is, because there's a MailChimp warning at the on your WooCommerce site that
Yeah, but
says.
that is for the MailChimp. It's not, it's MailChimp. It's a plugin that connects MailChimp to
Yeah,
WooCommerce.
but it still says it's running 5.3. I think
Yes.
5.34 something. I don't even think 5.4 is even supported anymore.
Okay, so what version should they?
Well, version 7 is
Oh.
actually the new version of PHP, but you don't need to run that right now. you should be running a minimum of 5.6.
5.6. So version 7 is on beta or is already
in
stable?
It's out now, but not all of the plugins and everything support version 7, so you're better off with 5.6.
5.6 is what I have to call today my
make sure
my host and tell them to install version 5.6 on my
Make
site,
sure they're running at least version, like ask them to make sure that your hosting is using PHP 5.6.
Yes, and the other thing you told me a while ago, James, and this might be good for other clients of yours, is that HTA access or something, because the Russians are registering on my site, and very weird that I get all these Russians registrations.
Yeah.
You told me that's something that you don't always do, but I can ask my host to do, right?
There's some things if you don't want Russian visitors or Chinese visitors, for example, or you know, Bulgaria or other places, you can actually, now it's not foolproof, but you can have your host stop those IP addresses or blocks of IP addresses actually gaining access to the site. And even, for example, WordFence, WordFence in the pro version of WordFence, it has the ability to in the WordFence firewall, it will actually, you can decide which countries are allowed to actually go to the site.
Because what's the point of having so many Russian people register for my site? Why do they register for?
It's not people. It's bots that register. It's pieces of software that register. And the reason they register is the bots register to either do what's called comment spam, which puts links back to other sites in the comments, or there's attacks on your site for doing things, simple things, just like checking for admin passwords. If you actually look at your traffic stats, if I look at most of the traffic stats, probably, you know, if you have 100 visitors, 70 of those visitors might actually be other computers trying to log in or trying to visit your site and log in with false usernames and passwords trying to gain access to the site.
I see. So what exactly do I have to ask my host in order to not let any bots register?
They'll tell you to put, you know, to not allow registrations on your WordPress site or to do those captchas. I don't never pronounce them.
I have captcha.
Yeah, still blocking it. I would just ask them and ask what they suggest. Just say, I'm still getting a lot of, Russian registrations and bot registrations on my sites. Do you have some suggestions on what you can do at the network level to stop the ones, for example, from Russia?
Okay.
Yeah. And they may have, the host, different hosts have different strategies on how they do it. They may do it at the network level, or they may do it with the HT access, or they may make other suggestions. I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, James. So, Steph.
Hey, Dr. Steph.
Hi. Yeah. Oh. Hi. Yeah. So just to wrap up this plugin, because in general, I'm very interested in plugins. I see a lot of plugins on my website, and I don't know what they are for.
Yeah.
Like some of them I see what they are for, but others maybe they were installed at one point and they're not being used.
Yep.
So maybe it is not necessary to have them there.
Okay. Yeah, if they're not active, they're deactivated and you're not using them, you can certainly delete them.
But you guys have installed them, so I don't know if they are useful for something or they just were installed at one point and they're just sitting there. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, the only ones that we generally install will be ones, and I'm just logged in and I'll take a look quickly at it.
Thank you.
And just see which ones are
like,
there.
For instance, I have Google Analytics, but most are sites. And then...
Yeah, like Better WordPress, Minify categories to tag importer, custom menu.
Like one that I have a question is like LearnDash WooCommerce integration. I don't have LearnDash, so I don't know if I need that.
I'm just looking. Yeah, so like WordPress clone, that's not one that we've used or put in.
Oh, you don't use that one to clone pages? To clone pages?
No, that's for cloning sites. We don't use that.
Okay, so I can deactivate that one.
Yeah, it's not active. WordPress importer, that one we don't use. The WooCommerce Simply Commerce Gateway, we didn't put that one in. The Product Archive Customizer, we didn't put that one in. We don't use that one. We don't have anything for, there's nothing for LearnDash in here.
Yeah, it says here WooCommerce, it says LearnDash WooCommerce integration.
Oh, up there, what's that? Yeah. Don't know why that's in. That can be removed. I'll just deactivate it.
Okay.
And delete it.
So then, So switching. So whatever is not activated, it's better to have those plugins
technically, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Easy testimonials, you're not using, that can be gone. The Easy STP. Yeah, I'm just deleting them. They're not being used.
Okay.
The Content Aware.
It's not the one we use.
Yeah, the Content Aware sidebars we put in, but you're not using it, so that's fine. Just delete it.
But might we use it? Like, could I have an additional menu on the sidebar if we used it?
No, that one puts different, that's when you were trying to get different menus showing up on different pages or categories.
I see. Okay. So. Yeah, the one that we have now that says enjoy does with a different plugin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so that's fixed. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And the Minify one you don't need right now.
Buckadaddy, yeah. I use, and AutoChimp.
Yeah. So seamless donations. I don't know about that one. Search and replace. We probably use that to change something, but
yeah.
I can delete that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No, but that's probably good to have because for the broken links or whatever, maybe.
Okay. Well, I we can add it again. I just deleted it already. So Solid Code Theme Editor. That's not one that we use. So. The V slider.
I don't use that.
Yeah.
Okay. Most file manager. So the new plugin, the one that we just installed.
Yep.
Is then what are the next steps? So we make it easy and simple and get it done. What are the next steps?
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, you're going to have to take a look at your PayPal account. And see what your PayPal account is set up to do. I sent you the page on the PayPal account requirements. Like as I said, right now when you go to the settings for WooCommerce, it says that you do not have a payment gateway that is available to handle recurring subscriptions. So
let me look at that. Because then I need to know very clearly what do I need to do, like what are the questions or what are the points I need to look for in PayPal, you know?
Yeah. Well, I sent you the page from WooCommerce about payment gateways.
Yeah.
So all the links are there about what kind of PayPal account you have to have, and the settings that you have to have. Okay. In your PayPal account to support recurring payments, recurring subscription payments with WooCommerce.
So
if you go to the WooCommerce settings, and if you go to WooCommerce settings, and if you go to checkout. The checkout tab.
Okay. Do I need to go there inside the dashboard of the WordPress?
Yes.
WooCommerce settings?
Yeah. Yeah. So WooCommerce
Perfect.
Settings, and then hit the checkout tab.
Yeah, checkout. Perfect.
Yeah. So that's where Option. That's where all of the settings are for your PayPal account.
We just remember. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you go over a little bit further, I think on the – where's the one? Let me just find it again. Hang on one sec.
So now I have people can pay with credit card directly on my site. I think it's been checked.
Yeah, and I don't know if that one supports recurring. Where was that?
Yeah, but usually you don't want to have that, right? Because I don't have a secure server or anything, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, that obviously that's up to you on what you want to do with that one. So.
No, because I never had it, because when you take credit cards, you have a responsibility, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you have to have some sort of secure server. Is that right? I mean, I just want
you
to
should,
have information.
Yeah, it should be running on HTTPS, which is an SSL. You need an SSL certificate.
Encryption. Yeah, I don't have that. So we should get rid of this.
Yeah, it should be turned off.
Okay. Can you guys do that? I just don't know how to do it, really. So I guess you got enabled when we installed this plugin.
We never did this one at all. The only one that we've ever worked with was the PayPal one.
Yeah. So how it turned out by itself, because I never done it either.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't us, Puella. There's nothing about we haven't added any other gateways or anything like that.
I have not done it either. So how can we turn it off? Because this is a spooky.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm getting credit cards and I've not done it. You guys have not done it, so I guess how can we turn off the credit card thing? It says here PayPal with credit card via Simplify Commerce. So
yeah,
I don't know how that.
Yeah,
got
Simplify
there.
Commerce Gateway. It's not even turned on.
So I don't know. Yeah, so some kind of misconfiguration. Maybe when the plugin was installed, it did these weird things inside the backend.
Just give me a second.
Thank you. So I'm going to disable Simplify Commerce. I think that will take care of it.
One moment.
Sure.
Yeah, if you go to the WooCommerce settings and then go to checkout,
and look
at the very bottom of the page where it says payment gateways.
Yes.
You'll see where it says recurring payments.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say you don't have any. You don't have anything available to handle recurring payments, so that's the part that needs to be fixed.
So I see checkout endpoints, checkout. Okay, under checkout pages, let me tell you what I see. Is it checkout process? It's not there, right? So checkout pages.
Just look at the very, very bottom.
Payment gateways. Recurring payments. Okay, no payment gateway is capable of processing automatic subscription payments are enabled. If you would like to process automatic payments, we recommend free Stripe extension. But remember when you told me to purchase this plugin, you mentioned that by buying this plugin, that will connect WooCommerce to PayPal, because
yes.
That's what the extension is for.
Yeah, And that's what I'm saying. It normally does, but I don't know how you've got your PayPal account set up. So if you go to the, I sent you the link in for the WooCommerce PayPal settings, and they say that yes, it's supported, but on your site right here, it's saying it's not supported. So you have to go into your PayPal account, make sure that you have the right PayPal account and it's set up correctly.
What is the right PayPal account? That's what I need to do.
That's on, and I put the link in the ticket to the WooCommerce page that explains
payment gateways. I clicked on your link.
There was two.
Okay. So I mean, one of them, I just need to know simple answer. Like what exactly, because I'm going to call PayPal, what exactly do I need to ask for? Right? And
let me go back to the page for you.
Thank you. And this might be good for other people as well, you know, because that's something that if someone wants to get subscriptions, they're going to have to deal with this same thing. I'm in front of the page. I'm looking at it. It would be easier if I just install like S2 member and people pay a subscription through that.
Well, you already have, like, the easiest way is with Stripe, but you need an SSL certificate. So that's the easiest way to take payments online is with Stripe as a payment gateway, because then you don't, it's not an issue with sending someone to PayPal, that kind of thing, and they just pay directly on your site. That's the easiest
way. How much is an SSL? How much is the cost of an SSL?
For us, it's for my hosting, it's free. I don't know what they charge on your hosting.
So it's just per hosting.
Yeah, that's determined on your hosting.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
So.
Okay.
So I'm just getting the actual. If you go to the ticket that you had.
Yes.
There was two links in the first reply I gave to you. And the other one was they had store manager guide, which had please read the section PayPal configuration on this page, as it's important to the subscriptions won't work if this is not configured. And then there was a second link right after that had all of the payment gateways that were supported in settings as well. So those two pages
Yeah. And for your hosting company, you guys have phone support if someone needs it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever call my hosting company, but like in this case, I need to talk to them about this, right?
So yeah, we are the hosting company.
I see.
Yeah, so okay. It's our servers.
Yeah, I see. And about how much is it a year?
How many sites are you hosting?
Well, I have this, my main site, and then I have another one, but they are like little brochure WordPress sites that I have there for years.
So generally what happens is that we have the hosting is included with your package.
Mm-hmm.
But it's generally for one site. So like one domain. So if you want to, I can send you something after and you can see what's included and all the stuff that's there. But I'm gonna answer.
So I guess you can have one domain and unlimited domains, right? I mean, unlimited subdomains.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I have one other site, but it's just a tiny little brochure site,
yeah.
And is something that maybe could live within like in a subdomain of Puebla Lunaris.
Yeah.
And just redirect the URL to that.
Yeah, you can do that too.
But it's a It's a different WordPress installation, though. That doesn't matter,
No,
right?
that doesn't matter.
It's more like the domain, the actual URL. I understand.
So
Okay.
so take a look at those and see if you can change the settings on your PayPal one so that message goes across, that it gets off at the bottom.
Yeah, it's just, you know what's the reality, James, that there's so much information here, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. That's why I want you to direct me to one or two very specific questions that I need to ask, either to the team developer or to the call PayPal customer assistant and ask them specific questions
Yeah, so
because there's
go and
so much information here.
read the document that says the require the first link that I have that says the one about the store manager guide, and it says please read the section PayPal configuration on this page.
Okay.
And then you'll
Okay.
see the information that's in there, and then just confirm with PayPal that that's the kind of account that you have and that it's set up that way.
Okay, PayPal. Because they're pretty much this PayPal is going to, whether I'm going to need some sort of business account with them or regular account or what's the deal,
Yeah,
right?
like I
And
don't know what your PayPal account is set up as, or if it's got the IPN, like that's stuff that we're not privy to. So just read that part of the document, the subscription store
yeah.
manager guide. There's a whole section there that says exactly, it says PayPal configuration. So just read that part and make sure that you have what's in that part. Your PayPal account is set up that way.
So, can you configure whatever it is to be configured? Can you just do it
It
as part of?
is configured. It is
No, what
configured.
I'm saying, the PayPal configuration, right? The PayPal connection to the plugin. Can if I give you my PayPal password, can you just do it?
Well, no, it your PayPal account, the current PayPal account that you have right now is set up correctly on your website. So any changes that are made have to be made when you log into PayPal.
What I mean is, I don't even know what I need to do when I log into PayPal. That's what I mean.
Okay, so just read what's on that page and then say I need to have make sure that I have a PayPal standard account and that my
Yes, I have.
and okay and just confirm that and then just go tell them what you're trying to do and if you have to read from this page. Like read from this page
And
and say
can
can
you?
you confirm that it's set up that way?
Okay, and can you set it up in a way that just gets properly configured with the subscription plugin? Like, could you set it up for me?
We're not gonna I'm not going to be logging into your PayPal account. That's something, I'm not I can't do.
I see. Yeah, it's no problem because then later I can change the password.
Yeah, but want to be privy that information, it doesn't matter about that. Like that's past. It's
Yeah,
like
that's very personal, right?
it's like you giving me your bank account details. No, can't do that.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so I guess I'll call them and ask them what do I have to do to configure PayPal with this subscription,
And just,
right?
give them the link to the page and say, look, this is what I'm trying to do. And it's saying
Give
it's,
them the
yeah,
link
give
to
them the
which
link to the
page?
page. Give them the link to the page too and say, this is what I'm trying to do. But does my site currently meet these criteria? Is it set up
But
correctly?
give them the link to which page?
The one that says Store Manager Guide,
Oh,
Subscription Store
the
Manager
WooCommerce.
Guide, and then the PayPal's configuration. There's a section right called PayPal configuration.
Yeah. So PayPal configuration, PayPal config. Yes, I see
And
it here.
it's right in the
Wait.
ticket.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I have it on me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay. I gotta answer
So,
Dr.
James,
Steph's. Yeah.
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go for it.
Okay, so
We had that issue with the nav buttons, and you said it was something and you've removed it. Does that mean that the pop-up that says, were you not interested in the free report, went away, or what happened?
I think it was the Bloom one, which is odd, but that's the one that was stopping it from working. So we'll have to put in another way to do the opt-in. But it was okay. It's working for you now, correct? The site's working.
I called in.
Yeah, the site should be working. That was the one thing I just wanted to check first, and then we'll replace it.
Okay, thank you. I have to go. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
So you've been a busy person. I heard Carol and.
Yep.
Yeah. This last person, I don't know.
That was Puella. The gypsy dancing coach. She sells courses on gypsy and belly dancing.
Okay. So, yeah, I can go into podcast blog now, and my Vestita still pops up. Okay.
So you're okay?
Because what I'm doing is it's looking like it's working good.
Okay,
and what
good.
I'm doing is I'm putting Facebook notice in there that says, hey, I've interviewed blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
check out the interview here.
Good.
And a couple of people tried it, but they couldn't get in. So,
okay, when did
working.
They try? when
they tried before I notified you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't know what maybe something updated, but it's working now as far as I know. So if I go in, if the Let's Talk pop-up shows up correctly.
Okay.
What was the name of that page, the opt-in page that had the, what was the URL? It was makingshiftshappen.
Yeah, makingshiftshappen.com.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the URL was because we were saying, hey, you weren't interested in the consult. How about getting the free report? You set that up for me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember that because it's not in the menu, right?
Right.
It was hidden. Calm Mom's free report. Okay, I'm going to log in and we'll find the actual.
Yeah, and if they're coming to this, I'm curious how this is going to work, how to manage some of the funnels, because I'm putting notices up on Facebook.
Yep.
You know, that says I'm the stress expert management, and I've interviewed this person and this person and this person.
Yeah.
And it'll take them to the link in the blog.
Yeah.
And then they'll see the Vestita pop up because it does come up there.
Yeah.
If they click off, do I want to capture them with a free report that isn't a Calm Mom? Is there a way to make the free report page specific so that they can, if they leave this page without giving me any information, I can put up the 12 treasures.
Yeah, I'm just doing that. Yeah, so we did a consult planner and a consult realtor. And there's
right.
a book appointment. And then there was one just called consult. That was kind of the first
right,
one.
Right, and that was kind of a generic one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going to an event in March in Grand Junction, and I'm going to have a booth that's all about my coaching program.
Yeah.
No jewelry, no Calm Mom, just sheer coaching. The Calm Moms, I think, can be a part of it, but it's going to be on a side booth. My main focus is to start getting coaching clients because I got to keep being able to pay bills.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, right now, the consult ones the consult ones are opening up a new window. with the VC to schedule a boost to, like, build a session, right? Those landing pages go to the VC to, and where someone has to actually go and you know, say, I want the on the 9th kind of thing at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And continue that kind of opt-in. So those are all of the consult ones are doing that. The ones and the ones that from Facebook, I'm just trying to think. The ones from Facebook, what you might want to do is instead of taking them directly to the VC to page is to capture the email address first, right?
Yeah, they'll be coming in to, because the link will take them to the blog, the podcast blog page.
Yeah, so let me just, so I go to the podcast blog, and I go to the first one, and it's Marketing Stress Buster Secret 85. Right?
Right.
So right now, there's no pop-up on that one.
Other there's a than, contact at the bottom.
Yeah, and there's a Let's Talk schedule now. There's that one. That one's there at the VC to one. But there isn't a real pop-up that comes up with this.
No.
That says, you know, that captures the email address, just the email address.
Correct.
So that's what you want to do, right?
Right. So I'm going to take that 12 treasures and make it into a free report that is there for realtors, event planners, whatever. I don't know that I want to get specific. I think I just want to keep it generic.
Yeah, I would keep it generic and don't make it complex, because the last thing you want to do is start getting into segmented funnels, right?
Right.
In the short term, you know, later on, if you want to, and things are working well, and you find that that is something that's a great opt-in that people are opting in for, you know, you can put a box here that says, "I'm a realtor," you know, "I'm a health practitioner," "I'm a realtor," or whatever, and segment it based on that. But in the short term, I would just do, "Hey, give me your email address, and I'll give you this report," kind of thing. Like, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would try and do. If you put in a ticket with kind of the verbiage that you want on that, we'll do an opt-in series. But what I'll have to do is I'll have to figure out how to do one without Bloom, because Bloom is the one that goes with Divi Builder. That's their opt-in plugin, but it's in conflict with the VC to plugin. So if the VC to plugin comes up, then your site and Bloom is active, then your site disappears, mm-hmm. right? That's the whole menus and stuff go south.
Right.
So I have to find, we'll have to find another plugin that does the same thing other than Bloom and see if that works.
So what I've got is I've got the 12 hidden treasures of health and wholeness.
Yeah.
Activate your self-healing skills.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's just bullet points.
Yep.
But I'm going to take that and have it as a cover to the free report.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's a good opt-in. That's a good opt-in. So just, you know, send that and just say, can you do a pop-up opt-in on and for the podcast blog pages?
Okay.
And then we'll have it, and then you that one goes to WP Sandy, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. And do you have a? Just trying to see. I'm just logging into the WP Sandy. To see which lists we have there for you. Uno momento. Yeah, you've got the Calm Mumps free report, but you want to free another report, right? Another one that's separate.
Right. The Calm Mumps free report hasn't been converting.
It hasn't. Okay. You got a link to Dr. Steph. Just looking at some of the links that. Okay. Just looking to see what was the name of it, the 12 post angel cards. You've got a list called post angel card.
Yeah, that's not it. Is it the Calm Mom's free report? Are you in WP Cindy?
Yep.
It should just say Calm Moms.
Yeah, you have a list called Calm Mums.
Yeah, that hasn't been converting well at all.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so we'll do up a new list for it and hook up the pop-up to that.
Okay.
Okay, but
and
you got those email series that I sent you?
I was going to say, did you get those sent? I haven't checked emails.
Yes, I sent them. They're a Word document. It's a Word document, and it was actually a series that I got from Joe Vitale, and it's one that he gives to his affiliates. And there's like six or seven messages in a series there.
Okay.
That I thought would be kind of a good framework for you to use. And even like the titles and stuff. And you can see how he has them as a series, right?
Right.
So it's like, and it goes in a series. So, and the whole intent with these ones is that, you know, if someone... You send them and say, you know, if someone's not going to do business with you after seven emails, they're not going to do business with you right now. So you
right.
send the series, and then it's like if they're gone, they're gone. But if they're in, they're in.
Great.
Okay. Now, the other thing I have that you might want to look at, and let me know if this would help, is I know everyone repurposes the same list, but the last PDF I saw, I think Ryan Dice sent them out, but it's the 100 top email subject lines.
Top email what?
Subject lines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. So I think the this has been a common one that's been going around for 100 years, but I think the one that I found was one from Ryan Dice. Had his.
Yeah, Ryan Dice is good.
Yeah. So he used it as an opt-in.
Okay. So I'll.
So do you want that one? Do you want me to send that one to you?
Yes. Yes. Everything that can help.
Okay. Yeah, now some of these ones are kind of cheesy or stuff, but you know, hey.
So I think I asked you this question, but I'm going to ask again because it seems to keep just coming up and be in my awareness. I'm making a decision.
Yeah.
I've got a coaching program in which I'm enrolled that is totally hands-off, remote control. I think I've gotten everything from it I can get from it, but I'm still paying for the program.
Yeah.
And it has shifted a lot of things. It just hasn't produced income.
Yeah.
Then I think I talked to you. There's a person that said, speak from the stage, and or sell from the stage, but it's not, he doesn't use those words. But I was kind of thinking around with it and hesitating and not making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spoke with someone today who said that another coach she knows gets most of her business from speaking engagements.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that the speaker said.
Yes.
But I'm also not in a place where I can prompt the money to do that.
Yep.
So knowing that marketing is got to be lower, no cost,
mm-hmm.
What would you recommend?
Are you good? And I'm going to add this question. If you were up on the stage at some kind of event that was, you know, local to you, as an example, and you were able to talk for 20 minutes or half an hour, would you teach something to someone, or would you sell something from the stage?
My archetype, and we're driven by those consciously or unconsciously, is a teacher.
Yeah.
And I don't have any problem with the public speaking aspect of it. I've talked to many groups. I teach at the college. Yeah. It's so fun yesterday. Let me just interject this. This is just so alive in my brain right now. I took into class, and we've had a full semester now. The class ends next week. I took in a little biofeedback machine and hooked the students up to it, you know, periodically. And they kept saying, well, I'm going to beat it. And I'm going, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. And one person that I kind of pulled out of the class, I said, okay, you come up and let me show you the power of words.
Yeah.
And he's kind of this big athletic guy, you know, personal trainer type thing.
Yeah.
And sat down and I said, okay, you never get things right. And he went highly sympathetic. And I said, you're always late to class. And he went highly sympathetic. And then I started saying, and you do a really good job. Your paperwork is excellent. Your test scores are wonderful. I'm really thrilled that you're in my class. He watched the gauge. And he looked at me and he goes, how did you do that? Words are vibrations. Words have power.
Yeah.
And as each of them sat in that chair and had that experience, they kind of had that wow energy of, she's been teaching this. She's been talking this. She's been doing this all semester. Now I get it.
Yeah. Good. So you like teaching this stuff, but can you sell from the stage?
That's the problem. And I talked to the speaker person, and I said, you know, I've talked to Rotary clubs, and I've talked to business people, and I've done, and I said, working to sell like a stress management program for their company and their employees.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said was, those are the wrong groups.
Yeah.
Those are absolutely the wrong groups. That's not where you want to spend your time or energy. They're not there to buy. They're there because you're the speaker for their meeting that week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to ask your advice.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, here's the thing for me. If you're going to be, it's one of those half pregnant ones, right? It's like if you're going to be an online marketer where you're going to do this kind of thing online, then it's all about joint ventures, who you know, packaging up these sort of lead magnets and getting people engaged in a sales process that guides them to purchase something. And it's making sure that you own a list and you completely dedicate yourself to getting more people on that list. That's kind of the internet marketer way to do it, right? And then you have the coach or the subject matter expert who is not necessarily a teacher, but who is a great presenter and has great interesting information. You have that kind of speaker that gives a lot of fluffy information away, but doesn't really like entertaining information given away, but doesn't necessarily teach anything on how to actually do it unless you pay them quite a bit of money. And those people, if you see them in public, you'll generally find that they give the exact same presentation, word for word, over and over to whoever that they are in front of. But the presentation that they give is a sales presentation disguised as a talk or an educational presentation.
Right.
Okay. So if you're going to do that, you have to come up with that presentation that works and just continually give it over and over and over and over again. And what I mean by that, I run into this personal problem all the time. So I'll give you an example. If I'm going to talk about WordPress as an example to someone and a group of people, I want to teach people how to start a blog, build a blog, and grow their business, right? And I got all this great information about how to do those three things. And I can, each time I talk, it's like a different talk covering different pieces of it, right?
Right.
Based on who's in front of me. Oh, you don't have a blog yet? Well, you get this one. You guys are already got blogs and you just want to know how to sell courses online? Well, we do this presentation. Or, no, I got e-commerce, but I'm not getting any traffic. Then you do this presentation, which is totally the wrong thing to do. If I want coaching clients, it's like if you want coaching clients and you want to sell people to either get your time in a group or one-on-one, it's like you have to tell all of the stuff except the how. Like, and I use Bob Proctor as an example, or those kinds of speakers. If you listen to the ones that he does, he's using the exact same presentation he was using that when I worked with him 30 years ago. In some cases, it's word for word because I have it written down. I've heard him on podcasts and seen him on YouTube. It's the exact same word for word presentation, but it works. So you have to be comfortable with that and make a commitment to that sort of style of business. It's a business model. So yes, does it work? Works very, very well when it's done properly. It doesn't work if you go and try and teach something or you're compelled to teach people how to do stuff every time you get up in front of them.
Okay, and that helps me get clear because this John Block with Speakers Venture says, I have a formula. You will follow the formula. You will get results.
Yeah. So
he said, I've worked with a lot of teachers.
He did exactly the same thing.
Just give away the boat. That, you know, give away everything because that's their mindset. He says, no, you give them the secret sauce, but not the recipe.
That's right. You tell them what to do, not how to do it.
Correct.
Yeah. So you have to be
would be good.
Well, yeah, and if you just be aware. How much is he charging? Be honest with me.
$1,500.
$1,500. And what are you
going
to
get? But he's going to do a 3-day workshop, weekly calls, and a fine tuning of my final speech.
So, you know, and as much as I'd like to say, pay me that money and I'll do it for you, or do it with you. You know, yeah, definitely there's, yeah, you just be careful. And let me just see this guy. What's his website?
I don't even know if he has a website, and that's, again, a thing that he says you can do this without a website. Let me Google him.
Yeah, got him.
Speaker's Venture.
Yeah.
It's a larger company of which he is an entrepreneur underneath their stuff. So they've created the recipe.
Hear all the music going?
Uh-uh.
So it's 24th and 26th. Yes, the expert.
John Block, Speaker Venture, J-O-N. Speaker Venture. Yeah.
Yeah, October 23rd, 25th, January 29th, the 31st in San Diego.
Yes, and my friend is going to that one, but I'm going to wait. He's doing one in Denver. How to Craft Your Signature Talk, Time to Shine podcast. I saw the Time to Shine live, How to Craft Your Signature Talk. I went to his event, How to Craft Your Signature Talk, Time to Shine.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know him or what the gig is with that one.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, I've just been sitting here with this saying, I've been slogging with this internet stuff, not knowing anything, and using you totally as my guide through the woods here.
Yeah.
But the time has come to start monetizing everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
you've
it's
got
not
a,
happening.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you have the framework in place already now. It's just
mm-hmm.
that you're missing the marketing, getting people into it, right?
Yes.
And you have, there's all sorts of different choices on ways of getting traffic or ways of getting people started into it. And you have to make
mm-hmm.
a decision on which one you're comfortable doing. Are you going to do it in person, live, giving talks and being a speaker and sending people into your business engine? Or are you going to do it online exclusively, where you're doing your marketing online and not focusing your time on speaking and getting speaking events? They both provide the same function.
Right.
It's getting people into the engine, but you have to market yourself and your business. And being a speaker and a guest speaker is just something, another way of marketing your business that you have set up.
Correct.
So, yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. Okay, good. So once that part's done, you know, you run into the exact same problems doing yourself as a speaker or doing opt-ins or lead magnets online. And I'll give you an example. If you are out giving a talk on, you know, widgets or how to freeze fish in ice rinks, no one cares.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, for example, you have to find a talk. You have to find a talk or a topic that you're willing to commit to that you know has a valid audience of people that, first of all, want to listen, and then secondly, it relates to what you've got your sales engine set up to sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as those are aligned, it's like, yeah, go out and speak and learn how to speak. And then, you know, if it's all about stress reduction and the things you have your courses on and, you know, getting control and, you know, those kind of things, if you've got your courses set up, you can add the coaching, you got online courses and coaching, you can do all of that stuff and charge what you want, but you have to have the talk that relates to that, and it has to be a good one that's up front and ready to go. Just the same way as if you're going to do it online, you have to have ads on Facebook or ads on Google or your lead magnets that are about the same thing that people are willing to opt into.
Correct.
Same thing. And, you know, the stuff that they're talking about, you know, the only part that concerns me, like with this site right away, is the dates they have is, you know, guest experts, April 2015.
It's not current.
No, it's not current at all. So,
and that's part of his stick is that if you're doing your speaking engagements correctly, you don't need a website.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, just again, he's got a Facebook page that's a lot more current. As of November 19th, he has a post. November 8th, he has a post. He has a class picture.
So he's just using Facebook as his page.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a conundrum because it's a lot of money to invest. It's a lot of time and energy. And it feels like I'm diverting from my online, but.
Yeah, it's just another way of marketing your online business. But just make sure that the purpose of it is not to become a paid speaker.
No, the purpose of it is to get clients for coaching.
Yeah, and sell courses online and you know, and even if you're the other thing is too, if you're gonna do, you know, if you're gonna do that, just recognize as well that you know, you're only as good as your last speaking gig, right? There's no residual income, it's you are getting paid for your time.
Right,
and that's, you know, you got to be
and
comfortable.
Again,
with
this
that.
wouldn't be to become a professional speaker like Mark Victor Hansen and things like that. This would be speaking to sell my coaching services and my online educational program.
Yeah, so those are the things you just gotta just make sure you're clear on beforehand.
Right. And again, when I hear I've got the recipe for the secret sauce, and this will help you generate and turn the ingredients into money, I get that piece. But I tell you what, James, it's very discouraging right now.
I understand.
It's just, I mean, we've worked together for over a year now, I think, and. I still haven't turned a dime except for one person getting into the Comey program and another person that's trying it out.
Yeah.
And it's just really discouraging.
Yeah. You know,
so it's like, well, can I do anything different that might
Well, the one thing that
do
you,
something?
The one thing that you, you know, that you started to do that you stopped doing was the, and the easiest way to start is if you don't have money is to always do the joint ventures. But, you know, you have to go out and talk to people to do joint ventures, face-to-face or online. You've got to engage with other people to get them to send to your site and start collecting that traffic. So, and I know you spent a little bit of time on that, but then it kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah, I spent some time with James, but he got a little weird.
Yeah, and the other thing is understand that, you know, when I say do joint ventures, it's like you a joint venture isn't with one person. It's like you try and have 100 people to do joint ventures with. And you know, if doing one and going, oh, this didn't work out that well or the way I expected, and then going on to something else, that's not the best strategy either.
No, and that's been what I've been doing in the past. I've been doing it for three or four people, trying to get some things set up, and then just saying, I guess I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm not doing it right, or I'm not coming on with the same approach because I'm just not getting results. But,
And it's the exact same thing with doing a speaking from the stage. Just understand that and that's what I'm talking about being half pregnant. If you're going to focus on the strategy of joint ventures or Facebook ads or speaking from the stage, it's like you have to commit to that totally for a longer period of time than 3 weeks.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you're going to do the speaking from the stage thing, yes, you make an investment, but that means like we shouldn't be having this discussion until 2018 again.
Okay. That puts it in perspective.
Yeah. So it's not,
okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, great. I tried a couple joint ventures. They didn't work. On to try something else.
No, I've worked on joint ventures for a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, you
have.
And
it's a little discouraging because.
You worked on three for a year.
Right. And again, I've been making lots of calls. I've been doing that part, and that's been really good for me.
Yeah.
And people don't call back.
Yep.
I've got the event planner. I got her information. I've called and left two messages. When do I be kind of pushy? When do I become obnoxious? Yep. When do I just be persistent? When do I,
Yep. I understand.
And two of the realtors that I've reached out to, both of them, and they both said, yeah, give me a call. That sounds like a great idea. And they won't call back.
Yep.
And
next.
It's
next.
So thank you. Next.
Yeah, go on to
That's
the next
it.
Realtor or the next person. Try someone different.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, like don't, it's not you. Just go on to the next one and try something similar. Maybe it's a little bit different, but keep on going. But if you're going to do it, do it.
Not half pregnant.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, you know, just as an example, one of the things is the email series that I sent you, just as an example, it sends like seven messages. And then if the person doesn't buy or doesn't get involved, it's on to the next person. Like you have your pitch, you have your follow-up. If they don't buy or they don't get involved or they don't get engaged, go on to the next person. Go on, get to the next person that will buy or do something. And if you've done 50 people in one market or one segment and you've had no one that responded, then either you got to change what you're pitching to them, or you're pitching the wrong people. But when you find one that works to the people that works, then it won't be much effort. But the effort is early finding those people that you can talk to.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah, next. Next. It's okay not to.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, it's like you don't stop at three and go, ah, crap. My life's over. It's not working. Internet marketing's bad. Selling online is bad. I can't sell online courses. No, you just haven't talked to enough people. Next.
Okay.
Don't take it personally. It's a business decision. I doubt the, you know, what kind of car do you drive? What make of car do you drive?
Jimmy.
A
GMC.
A GMC.
A
well,
GMC.
Yeah, exactly. I doubt, you know, Henry Ford's rolling over in his grave because you're not driving a Ford. Because there's enough people around that will drive a Ford and love Fords.
Silly people.
Yeah, exactly. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you like what you're doing and you like your message and you know that what you're doing is important, like carry on and find people who are willing to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I hope
this is exactly what I needed today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I recorded
you,
this,
you.
So I might even go up on a website if that's okay with you.
Well, I will listen to this recording several times over.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much
All right.
for your time today. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.